I know, you know, at the beginning of your career and kind of at your start in boxing, a guy that really kind of inspired you was Andrew Gallata, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, watching him fight when I was coming up, when I came back here to the States, I remember like people just gathering around and like watching him fight, like the atmosphere he brought, like, oh, it's so cool. Because in Greenpoint, it was like a lot, most of the people I knew were blue-collar workers doing construction or, you know, hard labor jobs. And then you had Andrew Gallata who made a living boxing. I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, you could make money in different ways than just hard work. I mean, you still got to work hard, but you can do something less challenging or stuff that you don't like construction. So so it was amazing to watch him and also watch like the support he got from the Polish community.
Yeah, and with Polish boxing, you know, Artur Spilka and is another guy. Of course, you know, Gallata, as we just talked about, and you're kind of carrying the torch now. But what's the scene like in Poland right now for boxing fans? Like, how much attention is there on boxing? And I'm sure, you know, the people back in Poland, I'm sure they love you, but is it big there amateur wise, or what's the scene like?
The amateur is not that great right now. The professional rankings are not also not doing that great. You have a couple fighters that are like on a world level, but a lot of it's kind of like not in the best spot right now, you know. Hopefully it'll pick up. But the Polish fighters are very good, but something's missing. I don't know if it's the trainers or the promoters or the amateur system, but something's missing.